From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Okay, we know it's December, but it's cold out there, really cold, in a huge stretch of the country, from Texas to Washington State to Montana. All through the upper Midwest, they're shivering through record low temperatures, 26 below zero in Cutbank, Montana today, minus 33 in Hibbing, Minnesota, and in Grand Forks, North Dakota this morning with the wind chill, minus 38. So put yourself in Russell Swallow's shoes. He's an electrician for the city of Grand Forks, which means he's out and up in the cold, repairing traffic and streetlights.
It's just a matter of setting up the bucket truck and getting up there. It's amazing how much difference being on the ground to being 30 feet up in the air. It's about 10 to 20 degrees colder, it seems like.
Really, when you get up that high?
When you get up that high, I don't know if it's the feel of it or what, but you definitely make sure that you get up there and I mean, you're layered up, and especially if the wind's blowing, I think, about 20 miles an hour. So I use goggles because otherwise your eyes are tearing up so bad that your vision's really blurred.
No, I bet.
Your teardrops kind of sting as they're going down the side of your face, but the main concern sometimes is a safety issue of the roads being slick, being cautious about being slid into while you're up there in a truck.
Oh, you mean somebody driving by and hitting the truck that you're balanced on top of.
So that's always a factor.
And you said you try to get layered up. How many layers do you have on today?
I have three layers. Then I have the insulated coveralls and jacket and hooded hard hat.
Well, and then there's the whole issue of your hands, because you've got to be doing, I imagine, pretty fine work with electrical wires up there.
We usually take up a couple of pair of gloves. I'll stick one pair up underneath my coat jacket in my armpits, the way to stay kind of somewhat warm. And you can work about maybe 5 minutes, then you switch them out if depending on how long a job you are. That kind of keep replacing them.
You are you're from away, I gather. You're not from North Dakota, right?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I moved up here from Oklahoma in '88. Each year, my parents talk to me about this time and ask me, what am I still doing up there?
Oh, really?
And I always heard that you wasn't a man until you spent a winter in North Dakota. So I proved I was crazy. I stayed.
Well, Mr. Swallow, I'm glad we could bring you in for just a little bit anyway, warm you up.
Okay. Well, how was your weather up there?
It's not bad at all. We've had a little mild spell, so nothing to complain about.
Well, if you ever have and inclined to really experience it, come up here and we'll have a pink hard hat for you and take you up in the bucket just so you can experience and really help you out on your story.
That's Russell Swallow, an electrician for the city of Grand Forks, North Dakota. The forecast for tomorrow, a warm spell with a high of minus 3.